The plan for us, the fundraiser that we're doing, is we're heading around every League of Ireland ground in the country, both Premier Division and First Division, and we're not allowed to leave the ground until one of us hits the crossbar from the halfway line. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Which could be challenging for a former goalkeeper and outfield defender, maybe.
Yeah, look, it's I suppose given the weather we're having now, I suppose it's lucky that we haven't planned to do it midweek. But look, it's just something totally different, I suppose, to what's been done before. And like I said, I don't think it's been done before. So we were just trying to think outside the box and maybe kind of capture the imagination of the public, you know.
Before we talk about your itinerary around the League of Ireland grounds over the coming days, while this is a bit of fun, there is a very important reason you're doing this.
Absolutely. We're doing it for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And basically, kind of, we're both Conan and myself, we're fathers of young children, and it kind of the work that the Make-A-Wish Foundation do for children who are ill and sick, it kind of really resonates with us. And obviously, during the pandemic, the foundation were hit kind of in terms of being able to make wishes for children as they normally would. They haven't been allowed to do so, and even the fundraising side of things, I suppose they would have, on average, they would have been down a good chunk of donations over the last couple of years. So we both decided that it's pretty fitting charity for us to choose, you know.
So talk me through your schedule, your itinerary this weekend. All the League of Ireland grounds in the Premier Division and the First Division you'll be visiting.
Yeah, so luckily for us, we've been we do have a vehicle sponsor in GoCar. They've been incredible. We're putting on a car for us to take around. So we're going to start in Dublin with St. Pat's, Bowes and Shells. Then we're going to head up the M1 to Drogheda, Dundalk, up to Derry. Then into the northwest of down into Ballybuffet, Finn Harps, and then we kind of settle down in Sligo. We'll do the showgrounds and then we stay in Sligo for the evening. That's on the Saturday. The Sunday then we're up nice and early across to Longford, down to Athlone, over to AimeDC Park, Galway, Marketsfield, Treaty United, and then all the way down to the south coast. We go to Cove and Cork City. We finish in Cork. We stay overnight then in Cork City. And then on the final leg, the Monday, again we're up early across to Waterford in the RSC. A short hop across then to Wexford FC, and then kind of back up the east coast to Bray, Cavantilly, before finishing with UCD and in Tallaght Stadium with Shamrock Rovers.
Okay, and you're relying on one of you to be accurate, because if you're having trouble hitting a crossbar at one of the grounds, you could be there a while.
We could be there a while. We luckily, obviously, I'm still playing, and the company who provide my gloves, Precision Ireland, they've been fantastic with providing us with 20 footballs. So we're kind of hoping that we can do it within the 20. But look, like I said, if not, we kind of have to stick it out and just wait till we hit the crossbar.
Well, we remember you hitting the back of the net, Brendan Clark, as a goalkeeper against Sligo Rovers a few seasons back. So you have something about you when it comes to hitting the target.
Yeah, I know that didn't go down too well that night up in Sligo. No, funnily enough, the week before, Liam Buckley had put me on penalties against, I think we played Waterford the week before. I think it was because we had Killian Brennan and actually Conan himself. Conan would have taken it had he been on the pitch. But they weren't in the team at the time. And, it just so happened that the next penalty we got was up in Sligo. And luckily enough, it was down towards the new stand end. Because the wind was belting down the showgrounds that way, so it made it a little bit easier. So no, look, it was different, I suppose, for a goalkeeper to go and take a penalty. And luckily for me, I scored. Maybe not so much for Sligo Rovers.
Well, apart from having good memories of scoring against Sligo Rovers, I know you have good memories of being with Sligo Rovers. You have an FAI Cup winners' medal, don't you, from your time at the Showgrounds?
2011. I was up there. I had another year on my contract at Sporting Fingal at the time, but obviously they folded, and Paul Cook gave me a ring, come on down to Sligo for a couple of days training. So yeah, got in the car, went down, ended up signing the contracts there for a year. And, it's I love Sligo, absolutely loved it. We set a league record up there with consecutive Premier Division sheets, which was 9-0, and we still stand today. So that's something I look on with a lot of pride. And I know, kind of speaking to Jason Miss, Gavin Pearce, Alan Keane, Éire Darvin, even Aaron Green, left back during that run. That's something that they all take a lot of pride in as well. Obviously, we had the Vorskla Poltava, the European game as well, which was a great occasion. So no, a really, really good year in Sligo. Loved it. Loved every minute of it up there. The people in Sligo, they really get behind. They really get behind Rovers when things are going well. And oh, geez, obviously when things aren't going well, I suppose that they still come out in their numbers and get behind the team. So no, look back on my year in Sligo very fondly. All right.
Well, I'm sure many of them will remember you and will want to support your crossbar challenge this weekend for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If people do want to donate something, how can they do that, Brendan?
Yeah, so basically, we've set up a GoFundMe page. So if people went to GoFundMe.com and just typed in Make-A-Wish Crossbar Challenge or Make-A-Wish Crossbar, it should come up on the search. Or if they were on Twitter, we do have a page set up, which is at MAW Crossbar, and all the details are there. But look, it's only if people can help out. I mean, any donation is greatly appreciated. We understand that the time of year, it's coming up to Christmas and that. But anything that people can spare would be great, and like I said, greatly appreciated by the both of us and the foundation.
And to finish, just remind us then of your planned time to be at the Showgrounds and at Finn Park as well, because there will be Donegal fans listening to this as well. So Harp supporters might want to lend their support as well. So just talk us through your planned ETA for Finn Park in Ballybuffet and the Showgrounds in Sligo.
Obviously, on the Saturday, it's going to be a bit of a long day. So we're kind of hoping that we're not too bad at hitting crossbar, so we can kind of get on the road as quick as possible. But like I said, it all depends
Sure.
on how good we are. But Finn Harps and Sligo would be the last two on our itinerary for the Saturday. So it's kind of hard to put a specific time on. I'd say
Sure.
it'd be evening time. It'd be
Yeah.
kind of late afternoon, hopefully hitting Finn Harps, and then early evening down to Sligo. But like I said, we'll be posting loads of updates on Twitter on at MAW Crossbar. And look, we're if people can come down and give us a bit of support, give us a bit of abuse, a bit of banter, whatever, it's all for a brilliant cause. And we're used to taking the abuse around the League of Ireland grounds anyway. So this time we'll be allowed to give a little bit back as well. So, but look, the
It
League
probably
of
brings
Ireland
out the best in you,
community,
Brendan.
yeah. But look, the League of Ireland community as a whole is incredible. That there really is a connection there to anyone in the league doing something like this. There is a real connection around the whole league. I mean, already we're already past €4,000 raised, which, I mean, we're still 3 days from the actual event, which is it's mind blown the support we've received so far. But yeah, we'd encourage people to come down, maybe have a go at trying to hit the crossbar. Kind of depends on time and that, but yeah, absolutely. Anyone's more than welcome to come down and say hello and have a bit of crack with us.